Know your constituency. The RTE Radio 1 Guide to General Election 2024.
Hello and welcome to Know Your Constituency. This is a podcast map of the general election, taking you through all 43 constituencies. And if this is the first one you've listened to, we'll be bringing you the information you need to know. The seats, the boundaries, the challengers, and the information you want to know. The infighting, the party rivalries, who's nervous about their chances and who's quietly, or not so quietly, confident. I'm Sarah McInerney and I'm joined here in the podcast studio by RTE Radio's Barry Lenehan. And also with us is Cathal Mullany, broadcaster and author of How Connacht Voted in 2016. And hello again, both of you. The next stop is Sligo Leitrim. So Barry, you might first give us the essentials, the seats and the seat holders.
Yes, four seats down for decision here, Sarah, and three of the incumbents are back for more. They are Martin Kenny of Sinn Féin, the independent Marion Harkin and Frankie Feehan of Fine Gael. One omission, one incumbent standing aside. That's the independent Mark McSharry, initially elected for Fianna Fáil in 2020.
And Cathal, this is geographically quite a complicated one across multiple counties, obviously. Are there any significant changes in the boundary review?
Yeah, Sarah, it's changed a couple of times over the last couple of elections. So this time around, you've got the counties of Sligo and Leitrim, plus part of South Donegal around Bundoran and Ballyshannon. Now, one change from the last time is that the area around Boyle and County Roscommon has gone back to Roscommon Galway. So that's a significant change, particularly ahead of this election. But it has been changed at a time when part of Cavan was part of the Sligo Leitrim constituency as well.
So how would you sum it up then in terms of demographics, urban versus rural, and the big issues then that would come into play in the campaign?
Yeah, it's quite a diverse constituency, I would say, Sarah, in terms of the issues. You've got tourism as a main driver locally and economically, and there's been anecdotal evidence that businesses have been struggling with the costs around delivering tourism over the last number of years, when you've got the likes of Strandhill, Ross's Point, Ennis growing up to Bundoran, as we mentioned. In terms of the major towns, you've got Sligo and Carrick on Shannon, lots of employment in both of those, but the infrastructure around those towns is quite a significant issue. The road networks in particular, there's been investment into the N4 of late, but still demands for that to improve from Sligo to Dublin. The N17 has been a major talking point, the N59 over to Ballina as well in Sligo. And then for the wider western region, I think, Sarah, it's one of the issues that's likely to crop up in this election is whether the Western Rail Corridor can be opened fully and whether the rail service can improve. And then beyond that, you've got the usual the rural communities. There are towns like in South Sligo, Ballymote and Turbocurry, and in Leitrim as well, the likes of Ballinamore, sustaining them, and then agriculture, obviously a big part, and lots of small farmers dotted around the constituency.
Okay, so lots of diverse issues here. Barry, we're going to get into the runners and riders, but as you know, with the caveat, all of this is based on what we know at the time of recording. Nominations have not closed as we're speaking right now, so more names can still be added to the ticket. And Barry, you're going to be back with us later with any significant news once nominations have been finalised. But for now, given what we know, where do you want to start?
Well, this was a missed opportunity, perhaps, for Sinn Féin 4 years ago. The party had initially decided to run two candidates here, with Martin Kenny, who ultimately topped the poll as the sole candidate with 15,000 first preferences. But he was supposed to be joined by Chris McManus, who was then his candidature axed at the 11th hour. And Sinn Féin strategists thinking afterwards they could have contended for two seats here, like they could have in many constituencies across the country. They're not making the same mistake this time, but where will their poll rating land? Well, Martin Kenny, he romped home, as we said there, with around 8,000 votes to spare over his nearest challenger, joined by McManus. Of course, you'd recall he was elected to the European Parliament to fill the seat vacated by Matt Carthy. McManus has run here before. He accrued around 7.6% out of Sligo town in 2016, but he meekly lost his seat in the European elections, just around 4% of the vote, although Michelle Gildernew was also on the ticket. Feeling locally is Sinn Féin did well, somewhat well in the locals in Sligo, did very well in Leitrim in Martin Kenny's base, where he got 1 in 3 votes 4 years ago. They took 21% of the vote there. But the feeling locally is that perhaps if Sinn Féin had gone with maybe Councillor Thomas Healy, who Chris McManus beat at the selection convention, that maybe they would have an outside squeak of a second seat here. Healy's from Colooney and had a high profile role in the Sligo Pyrite Action Group. So Sinn Féin fielding two, but at the moment, hard to decipher if they have a realistic prospect of two.
What would you think of that, Cathal?
I think it's actually one of the constituencies where they probably do have a realistic prospect of two. You mentioned the Chris McManus situation, and I thought the vote on Barry, you'd have looked through it as well in terms of Chris McManus's vote and the breakdown of that in Sligo in the European election. Did really, really poorly in rural Sligo. Did quite well in Sligo Town, where traditionally there's been quite a strong left-wing vote over the years when you look at some of the local councillors that are there. And Declan Bree took a seat for Labour back in 92. I think Sinn Féin can harbour hopes of two seats here where they might struggle in some of the other constituencies around the country. I think they've got a well-balanced ticket. And we look at the level of support that Martin Kenny received the last time. 15,000 votes was a staggering performance when you compare it to some of the other candidates. Now, that's likely to be down if we're to go along the poll ratings that Sinn Féin are receiving nationally at the moment. But I do think they probably have more realistic chance here of getting two than maybe in some of the other constituencies.
The big thing you mentioned, Declan Bree, maybe the big thing for Chris McManus is if Declan Bree throws his hat into the ring. Bree has ran in the last 12 elections in Sligo since 1977, winning once as a Labour candidate, as Cathal alluded to, in 1992. He polled around 4% of the vote out of Sligo Town in 2020. He told me he's considering running. He's doing a bit of private polling. But if he's not in the field, maybe some of that vote goes to Chris McManus. And also, the People Before Profit have had a bit of controversy here. They had been expected to stand the deputy mayor of Sligo, Gino O'Boyle. However, it was reported last month in September that he's facing a motion to say he breached party policy by voting for a Fianna Fáil mayor and was coming under pressure to resign or face losing party support. So if those candidates of the left are vacating Sligo Town, maybe there might be a route for McManus, yeah, but still it's tough.
And I actually think when you mention the left, Barry, that Nessa Cosgrove of the Labour Party could be poised to do quite well in Sligo Town around that area. Won a seat in Sligo Strandhill in the local elections. And if there are a lack of candidates on the left, like you mentioned, whether Declan Bree and Gino Boyle run, if they don't, Chris McManus likely to benefit, but maybe Nessa Cosgrove as well.
What about independents then, and a big independent in this constituency, Marion Harkin?
Yes, Marion Harkin. She had said she considered not standing in this election at 70 years of age, the former teacher. She also formally elected here first as an independent in 2002 before then going off to the European Parliament, and where she was elected twice and returned here in 2020. She was fairly comfortable on the last occasion, getting 11.5% of the vote and 6,972 votes. She's a serial vote getter, even if maybe not high profile across the constituency, but she'd hoped to pick up votes in every box, originally from Ballintohar, and her place in the field really harms Fine Gael. They had courted her to run for them in the last election.
Talk to me about Fine Gael and this constituency, Cathal.
Well, Frank Feehan selected Sarah to run. They've not added a second candidate as things stand as we record this podcast today. I think it may be a missed opportunity, this constituency, for both Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil, that they haven't been more aggressive in terms of selecting maybe a second candidate to maybe take a second seat and a four-seater. Frank Feehan is unusual, I think, in many ways, in that he hails from North Roscommon. That part of the constituency is obviously gone, so that's going to be a slice out of his vote. He's probably going to look to do a lot better in Sligo, where he's going to probably concentrate a lot on this time, whereas last time Thomas Walsh focused on the Sligo side of things for Fine Gael. It's going to be very interesting to see whether they add a second.
They haven't decided on it yet. Talk of a candidate in Leitrim, Aoife Reynolds Flynn, the sister of Gerry Reynolds, who was a TD here before. It's worth noting the Harris Hop never got off the ground in Sligo Leitrim in Jude's local elections. It was stuck in quicksand. Fine Gael lost votes in Sligo. They endured a horrid day in Leitrim, falling into third place behind Fianna Fáil and Sinn Féin in Leitrim County Council. They lost three councillors and then managed to draw a blank entirely in the six-seat Manor Hamilton electoral area, following controversy around one of their candidates. So Fine Gael not in hectic shape here in Sligo Leitrim, somewhat similar to next door in Donegal, it must be said. Frankie Feehan is under a degree of pressure. He's losing around a quarter of his vote in the redraw. He accrued a third of the votes which are now gone from this constituency around Boyle in his home place in North Roscommon. So that's why perhaps he's under some degree of pressure. He previously served two terms as a TD for Roscommon Leitrim, but stood aside in 2016, citing the toxicity over the Roscommon hospital issue. Now, he had set up a family home in Sligo Town prior to the previous election. He says that he was born in Ballymote and his father's from Tubbercurry, so he's trying to play on those local elections. And it's worth noting as well that he tonked John Perry at the selection convention, the former Minister of State for Fine Gael, and I think Perry's been commenting on the strategy here, hasn't he?
Yeah, I think that Fine Gael and John Perry, I think, has mentioned that he feels that Fine Gael should run two candidates in the constituency. And that's probably something that's felt by a lot of the membership, I would have thought, on the ground, where they won two seats in 2011 with John Perry and Tony McLaughlin. And then you mentioned Ballymote and Turbocurry and Gurcheen and that area in South Sligo, where there are an awful lot of votes, but there are no candidates as things stand.
Frankie Feehan, a tactic of his in the last election was, I think he stood in a roundabout in Sligo town on the day of the election, waving at passers-by. And if he scraped home on the final count. He'd been out of the frame in the 14 counts previous and scraped into the final seat on the last count. So if you got away from Frankie and gave him a preference, maybe that's what got him over the line.
Okay, Gal, what about Fianna Fáil then? Mark McSherry coming home with 7,000 first preference votes last time out.
Yeah, I think Fianna Fáil, it's a much changed ticket now with Edel McSherry, who's related to Mark McSherry, running first time councillor elected in the summertime. Maybe didn't perform as well as some people expected in the Sligo Drumcliffe constituency, but did take a seat. And then Eamon Scanlon in Ballymote set to run again, the former TD. So that's two Sligo candidates in the constituency. Geographically, not terribly well balanced, but I think mentioning Ballymote, Turbocurry and Gurcheen, and then over to West Sligo and Enniscrone as well, that Eamon Scanlon is actually quite well placed, I would think, given his presence as a TD
before
as well.
One strategist in this constituency put it to me, that you need to be married and screen and having an affair in Enniscrone in order to do well in this constituency. Now, we're not saying that Eamon Scanlon is married in one or having
not
an affair in either, but Eamon Scanlon is well placed. He does pull a big vote out of South Sligo, and he's put forward by Fianna Fáil apparatchiks as their lead chance of a seat retention here, or indeed a gain, considering they've lost Mark McSherry. Eamon Scanlon was a TD 2007 to 11, lost his seat between 11 and 16, regained it by the skin of his teeth in 16, and then got pipped by the waving Frankie Feehan in 2020. So he would appear well placed to get that core Fianna Fáil vote. He pulls out of West Sligo. He's a butcher, so he would have dealt in cattle in West Sligo going back many a long year. In relation to Adele McSherry, she's Mark McSherry's cousin, of course, the niece of Ray McSherry, the former Taoiseach. The McSherry name still carries some clout. Ray McSherry gave an interview to Ocean FM on the night of the local election counts, where he decried government spin doctors leaking stories to journalists in the newspapers and got a huge reaction. So there is still some clout. However, McSherry may struggle to get boots on the ground, although the party grandee Seamus Kilgannon is out for her, owing to the residue of the dispute which saw Mark McSherry leave the party. You'll recall that the fellow councillor Donal Gilroy made a complaint about McSherry's comment in a WhatsApp group, and ultimately the handling of that complaint precipitated McSherry's resignation from Fianna Fáil. So an interesting dynamic there.
Carl, is there anyone else we need to be watching out for here?
Well, Michael Clark, the Independent Ireland candidate, has declared of late. Councillor in West Sligo, has run in a general election before back in 2011, didn't really come close to winning a seat, but I'd be interested to see how he performs. Independent Ireland have gained some support in various areas around the country, and maybe he might be a small bit hemmed in where he is in West Sligo, that narrow strip along the Atlantic Ocean between
the Ox
Mountains.
Travel the Ox Mountains.
They don't skip over
the
Ox Mountains, Barry, unfortunately.
Yeah, and Clark, in 2002, he was convicted of fraud involving a scandal in which public money was siphoned out of the Department of Agriculture and imprisoned for 2 years. But in 2022, he was elected Cathaoirleach of Sligo County Council and stated how everyone makes mistakes in life, but that doesn't mean they should have to pay for it for the rest of their lives. And he's a serial poll getter and poll topper, topping the poll in the local elections in Sligo in 2009 and in 2014. So he's not one to be underestimated, although surely the presence of Eamon Scanlon on the ticket may do him harm.
Okay, so keeping in mind that the campaign proper hasn't started yet, and that is a big caveat, Cathal, how would you see this one playing out?
Well, I think it's going to stay the same, Sarah. I think we're going to have one Fine Gael in probably Frank Feehan, one Fianna Fáil seat. At the moment, you'd probably say maybe Eamon Scanlon, one Sinn Féin in Martin Kenny, and then one independent in Marion Harkin. That's how I would see it going.
Barry?
I would tend to agree that this looks pretty settled. Martin Kenny to return for Sinn Féin, Marion Harkin the independent, Frankie Feehan to hold on, but perhaps we'll have to do a bit of work for Fine Gael, and the final seat going to Fianna Fáil with Eamon Scanlon proffered as the more likely victor. Likely perhaps could be him and Adele McSherry in the final shake-up. But one thing to watch out for here. In the last two elections, the candidate who was in fifth for 14 counts leapt into the final seat in the final count. So for the political anoraks out there, get the popcorn. This could be a nail biter.
Okay. Well, we'll leave it there for this one, with the caveats again that the campaign proper hasn't started. So the, although our guests are saying that this might be settled, nothing is really settled at this point, is it? We're going to leave it there. Thank you so much, Cathal. Barry, you're going to be back with us again for an update after the nominations close. Our thanks to Cormac Burke for all his research. Jamie Doyle was on sound, and our producer was Alistair McConnell. And remember to tune in to RT Radio 1 on Results Weekend and across RT Television and all our digital platforms, where you'll get full coverage of all 43 constituencies.
Know your constituency. The RTE Radio 1 Guide to General Election 2024.